Hi, this is Anuradha, and you are listening to After Credits, Delhi Crime, the most loved destination of all cinephiles out there. Like always, today's episode will be packed with a lot of behind-the-scenes action and trivia right from the creators of a new and upcoming show. This Netflix original crime thriller series is based on one of the most horrifying crimes that took place on the Indian soil in 2012. Additionally, the show recently opened to rave reviews after its world premiere at the Sundance Film Festival. Yes, we are talking about Delhi Crime. The show brings to life the investigative efforts made by the Delhi police in one of the cases that took the entire country by storm. To talk more about the seven-part series, we have been joined by our very talented guests. Please welcome the writer-director of Delhi Crime, Mr. Richie Mehta, and Shefali Shah, the renowned actress playing the role of the lead protagonist. Hi, so pleased to have you. I'd like to start with discussing that we all know what happened that unfortunate day. Once the news spread, effigies were burnt, people took to the streets, laws were changed. We haven't forgotten anything. So almost after 6 years of the heinous incident, why should we revisit it? What is it that the show brings to the table?
So the show that we have done, Delhi Crime, is a seven-part series, seven-part one-hour series about this 2012, December 2012 gang rape incident on the bus, the Nirbhaya case, and basically follows the investigation that ensued in the 5 days following the incident. Following the police officers, the Delhi police officers and the IPS officers who were involved in the manhunt. And it shows in forensic detail how these six suspects were tracked down in 5 days, spread across the country, when the police had no information on them. They didn't have any ID, they didn't have names, they didn't have faces, they had nothing. So it goes through that manhunt, and at the same time, as we show it, you start to understand the reasons why these types of things happen. We look at all kinds of issues associated with the causes, which I think for viewers is really important, as well as the impediments that the police faced and generally face in trying to get justice.
Fascinating. Truly it is. So that was the end of today's podcast. We'll come back to greet you with some more interesting updates about the show. Till then, keep listening.
Delhi Crime, now streaming only on Netflix.